The RELAC committee is a group of individuals who every 2 years decides that it would be a really good idea to watch how the sausage makers make the laws and spend our evenings in April, May, and early June tracking legislation that may affect real estate, mortgage lending, estate, probate, trust planning, those areas of the law. This report is not comprehensive. We are an all-volunteer army. We try to get as much in there as we can. But we may not always know what impacts your clients the most. So this is really more of a guide to go in and look at the legislation and follow up on it. It's a lot easier for us to talk about something that your clients have to do in presentations, whereas if there's been an impediment to business, if we don't understand the economics of your field of law, we may not pick up on that. So it's a good idea to go through that report and follow up on it. We have a constitutional amendment coming up this year, Senate Joint Resolution 1. This was part of our Lieutenant Governor's plan to get rid of as many property taxes as he possibly could for homestead property. Originally, Dan Patrick wanted a moving target, would have been pegged to the median value of homes, which would have created years of potential juicy litigation as the legislature tried to define that. He didn't get that. He got a flat increase in the property tax value. That will be on the ballot this November. The stealth part of this proposed amendment that I think is particularly interesting is it would ban a tax on real estate conveyances. And for those of you who have mortgage lenders as clients who do business in other parts of the country, many other areas have used taxes on real estate conveyances as a good source of raising revenue.